各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may the peace of God be with you.
今天是刚好啊，农历新年的正月初一。
Today, incidentally, is the New Year Day for the Chinese in the Chinese calendar.
我们大家一起在这一天来到主的殿中，一起来敬拜，具有很特别的意义。
We've come together to worship the Lord in the sanctuary, and it has a special meaning for us.
因为我们以亲近神做一年的开始。
Because today we ask the Lord to help us to start the new year.
当我们乐意来亲近他，我们求神在这一年当中也按着这样来亲近我们。
As we are willing to draw ourselves near to God, we trust that God will also draw Himself near to us and be gracious to us.
我想这几天我们都看到，在美国第二大的汽车公司福特公司，他们面对巨额的亏损，他们在裁员，要关工厂。
We probably have heard the news this week that Ford.Because of their losses, has cut back on their employees and probably is facing great difficulties.
要关闭十几间的工厂，还要裁员才三万人。
They have to close down
多少？十四间工厂。
14 factories and had to lay off over 30,000 people.
我相信你可以看到那个画面，当记者在访问这些听到被裁员的消息之后。这些工人有的话都讲不下去了。
As reporters interviewed those who were laid off, many of the former employees of Ford Motor Company couldn't even respond verbally because they were so sad.
他们不晓得怎么去面对未来，他们不知道怎么办。
They didn't know how to face the future.
当然，面对巨额的亏损，这些公司也想尽办法要能够转亏为盈，希望能够继续生存下去。
Of course, facing all these losses, the company would probably face great difficulties to see how they would continue.
福特公司说他们在欧洲、在亚洲还有其他的投资都还是在赚钱的。
Ford claims that all their other businesses in the other parts of the world are actually making money.
所以他们说到2008年，他们可以开始又可以有赚钱、有利润，不会再亏损了。
They believe that from the year 2008, they would once again gain profits, and they would not be able to, would be able to continue their business.
到底这个是安慰投资人的话呢，还是真的能够这样？我们当然现在不晓得。
Is this only wishful thinking, or is it really reality?
但是面对这么困难的情况，我不晓得你有没有发现福特公司的那个总裁他说了一些话。
However, facing such difficulties, I wonder if you've noticed the CEO of Ford Motor Company that he actually said these words, and I quote.
他是来自福特这个家族的。
That I came from the tradition and the heritage of Henry Ford.
这个人他本来对环保、对环境保护是很关心的。
This person originally had great concern for protecting the environment.
所以他看到这个汽车的事业在走下坡，他觉得这是很好的发展环保车。就是汽油跟电共用的这种车子的机会。
So as he saw that the auto industry declining, he noticed that it's probably the perfect opportunity to invest in environmental friendly automobiles.
所以他准备推出一系列大小的都是用这种汽油跟电共生比较环保的车子。
So his plans were to put into the production line all these cars, SUVs and regular sedans that are hybrids.
他觉得福特公司很有希望。
He had great hopes for the Ford Motor Company.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们每个人，我们在家庭或我们在教会，我们一样遇到有困难的时候。
Oftentimes when we, either as individuals or as in our families, face great difficulties.
但是当我们遇到困难的时候，我们看到的是什么
？But however, when we face difficulties, what do we really see?
中文危机这个字很有意思，我相信你们都曾经听过。
The Chinese term for crisis, 危机, has a very special meaning. Probably
它包括了危险跟机会两个意思。
It's made of two characters, danger and opportunity.
当危险来到的时候，有些人只会注意到危险。
As danger approaches, some people would only see the crisis they're in.
所以他感到绝望，然后他最后放弃。
So they feel desperate, and at the end, they just give up.
但是有些人不是没有看到困难，可是他看到这个危险里面还有机会。
However, some other people, not that they don't see the danger, but they see that there is opportunity in the midst.
就像刚刚我说到这个福特公司的总裁
，just like the CEO of Ford that I mentioned to you before,
他看到的是机会，所以他有斗志继续往前走。
He sees the opportunity in it. That's why he could continue on.
我们通常称那个只会看到危险、只会看到困难的人叫做悲观主义者。
Oftentimes we see those people who can only see the danger and all the crisis, we call them pessimists.
而那些能够看到机会的，我们称他为乐观的人。
But those who could see into the opportunities, we call them optimists.
然后我们觉得乐观或者是悲观是一个人的个性。
Whether you see something passively or actually pessimistically or optimistically, it's really perhaps depends on your personality. Probably it doesn't have a lot to do with our faith.
但是弟兄姐妹，不论你的个性是怎么样，
But however, brothers and sisters, no matter what personality that you are of,
我不晓得你有没有想过神期待他的儿女是用什么态度去面对困境。
I wonder if you've ever thought about what God expects His children to respond.
特别是我们去年会员大会的时候，我们通过说我们教会要迁堂，我们希望能够搬出去。
For instance, last year in our annual membership meeting, we passed the motion to actually embark on this relocation project and to move away from here.
那一年过去了，
A year has passed.
好像什么都没有动静。
Seemed like nothing has happened.
假如你只看到我们眼前，我们觉得我们的力量很有限。
If we only see what's right in front of us, we would see that we are quite limited in our powers.
可能我们当中有些人会想，凭我们可以吗？
Perhaps some people might be wondering, with our resources, could we really?
不太可能吧。
Perhaps it's not possible.
我们还是继续留在这里就。
Let's just stay here.
今天我们读到的经文。
Today we read a scripture passage.
是一些归回的以色列人，那时候他们称为犹大人。
It's about some people who, some Jewish people who returned from their exile.
然后他们要面对重建圣殿这个事情。
They were faced with this project, the rebuilding of the temple.
他们跟我们一样面对很大的困境。
Just like us, they were facing great difficulties.
他们的人数很少，资源也很有限。
They didn't have a lot of people. They had very limited resources.
但是神透过先知告诉他们，不要忘记还有神，不是只有我们。
But through a prophet, God spoke to the people and said, "Don't forget that there is a God."
让我们稍微来看到这段故事的背景。
Let us now look at the background of the story.
旧约历史记载，以色列人因为拜偶像得罪神，神让他们被掳到外邦去。
The Old Testament records that because of the Israelites and their worship of idols, God allowed them to be raided and exiled to a foreign land.
北国的以色列在主前722年被亚述灭掉。
Okay. The northern kingdom in 722 BC was conquered and were sent on exile.
南国的犹大我们知道是主前586年被巴比伦帝国把他们消灭。
The southern kingdom, Judah, was also sent on exile.
特别是巴比伦帝国围攻耶路撒冷围了2年才把耶路撒冷城攻破。
Even the Chaldean Empire, the Babylonian Emperor, spent 2 years laying siege to Jerusalem before overtaking it.
因为围了2年之后才攻破。
It took them 2 years to break through the walls.
所以攻破的时候，他们非常的气愤。
So when they broke through the walls, they were very angry.
他们把整个城墙全部拆平。
They broke down all the walls of Jerusalem.
然后把整个圣殿夷平。
They leveled the whole temple.
然后就把整个国家的人全部都抓走。
They sent all the people of the country as exiles to their own country.
他们抓到，把他们都全部抓到巴比伦去。
They sent them as captors all into Babylon.
按照圣经学者的估计，当时被抓掉100多万人，整个国家几乎全部没有了。According
to the Old Testament, they sent over a million people,
more than
a million people into exile. All the people were gone.
但是以色列国不是到此就结束。
But the history of the Jewish people did not stop there.
神应许他们经过70年后，他们要回来。God
promised them that after 70 years in exile, they would return.
后来果然在波斯帝国的时候，他们回来了。And
certainly, when during the Persian Empire, they were sent back from exile.
刚刚我说他们被掳走了100多万人。
Just now I said that over a million people were sent away.
那如果你看到以斯拉记的第二章64节，回来了多少人？
If you look at the chapter 2 of the book of Ezra, verses 64, how many people came back?
4万多人回来。
only about 40,000.
面对一个很荒凉的耶路撒冷，
facing a very desolate Jerusalem,
他们能不能重建圣殿？
Could they really rebuild the temple?
凭他们的条件，他们可以做什么？
By their own resources, and what they had, what could they have done?
我要从这段经文里面让我们思想到我们自己。
But in this passage, let us come and reflect upon our own lives.
头一个，我们看到反应的差别。
First of all, we see the contrast of the response.
这些归回的人，他们面对重建圣殿，他们有两种不同的反应。
These people who returned from exile, they had two different ways of looking at things.
当他们回到耶路撒冷要重建圣殿，
as they returned to Jerusalem and set about rebuilding the temple,
他们重建圣殿的条件跟头一次建圣殿的所罗门王完全不能相比。
The criteria that they had in rebuilding the temple was quite different from what King Solomon had when he built the first temple.
我相信我们对圣经熟悉都知道，所罗门是以色列国最强大的时候，最富有的时候，在所罗门王的时代。
Those of us who are familiar with the Bible stories understand that Solomon built the temple during the richest period of the Jewish people.
然后大卫王还预备了好多材料给所罗门王。
His father David prepared an abundant amount of resources for him to build the temple.
好了，现在换四万多人。
But now only 40 some thousand people.
国家也没了。
There was no more nation.
没钱了。
They didn't have any money.
没人了。
They didn't have any people.
弟兄姐妹，好不好？你看看第三章的第七节。
Brothers and sisters, turn your attention now to verse 7 of chapter 3.
他们钱是用凑出来的。
They actually had to raise money.
以斯拉记第三章第七节这样说，他们又将银子给石匠木匠，把粮食酒和油给西顿人推罗人，使他们将香柏树从黎巴嫩运到海里，福海运到约帕，是照波斯王古列所允准的。
Ezra chapter 3 verse 7. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters and gave food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre, so that they could bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa, as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia.
国家没有了。
They didn't have any more Israel, the nation of Israel.
人也不多了。
They didn't have quite a great number of people.
大家凑一些钱出来买材料。
They just raised some money amongst themselves to buy the materials.
而且不是有钱就好。
And it was insufficient just to have money too.
第七节说，买多少还得经过波斯王古列允许你才能买。
It said that they had to receive authorization from King Cyrus of Persia before they could buy any of these raw materials.
然后我们刚刚就读到第三章的第十一节的地方。
Just now we read verse 11 of chapter 3.
他们把钱凑齐了，材料买好了，然后那一天他们把圣殿的根基立定。
They brought all the money together, they bought all the raw materials, and on that day they set the foundation of the temple.
当我们想到圣殿的根基的时候，我们今天我们很难去明白那个根基是什么东西。
When we read in verse 10 about the foundation of the temple, it's quite hard for us to imagine what foundation we're talking about.
今天当我们在盖房子的时候，我们知道盖越高越大的房子，你需要有越深的根基。
Today we know that if you had to construct a building, a house, the bigger it is, the deeper you need to dig to set the foundation.
然后有混凝土有钢筋灌到下面去让房子稳固。
You had to pour in concrete and put in steel beams just to keep this house stable.
但是以前没有这种重机械可以挖很深的地方。
But back then they didn't have bulldozers to dig up the dirt.
所以大的房子是怎么做的呢？
How did they build big houses then?
越大的房子需要越大的石头作为根基。
The bigger the house it is, the bigger stone they need to set as the foundation.
所以我们在读圣经一个词我们很熟悉，就是房角石，这个是我们很熟悉的字眼。
So we know that in the Bible, a very famous term is the cornerstone.
所以房角石要越大越稳，表示可以盖大房子。
Which means that the cornerstone, the bigger it is, the firmer the building.
我本来希望有两个照片让大家看一下。所罗门的时候用的是很大的石头。
I want to share with you originally some pictures.That back in the days of Solomon, the foundation, the cornerstone was very huge.
但是后来他们在盖的时候，因为没有钱，他们弄的石头是小一点。
But later on, because of lack of funds, they could only afford a very small cornerstone.
所以这些人站在那个小石头的上面。
So these people standing on this small cornerstone,
然后看到下面所罗门王时代所留下来的大石头。
seeing the huge cornerstone that was laid before by King Solomon.
他们就感谢赞美。
They were praising and giving thanks.
但真的是感谢赞美吗？
Were they really giving praise and giving thanks?
不都是这样。
Not just like that.
你注意到第十二节怎么讲？
Look at verse 12 and see what's going on there.
有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎。
Many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid.
这些人看到以前的圣殿多漂亮，
他们看过 how beautiful the old temple was.
然后看到现在这个石头怎么这么小？
Now they see this tiny little stone.
很简陋。
It was very, very humble.
他们看了心里真是好难过。
After they saw that, they felt terrible inside.
于是他们就哭嚎。
They started to weep.
哭嚎意思就哭得好大声。
Weeping meaning they were crying very loudly.
但是还有另外一群人是年轻人。
But there was a different group of people there, the younger set.
十二节最后说，也有许多人大声欢呼。
And so in the second part of verse 12, it said, while many others shouted for joy.
然后十三节最后说，因为众人大声呼喊。
And then because in the end of verse 13, it says, the people made so much noise.
我刚刚说他们经过七十年以后回来。
I told you just now that after 70 years, they had returned from exile.
这是年轻的一代。
This was the second generation, the younger generation.
他们从来没有看过以前的圣殿长什么样子。
They had never seen the older temple.
但是他们现在好不容易把圣殿的根基立好了。
With great difficulty, now they had set the foundation for the new temple.
所以他们好高兴，大声欢呼。
So they were very excited and they shouted for joy.
然后他们也大声叫。
And they were shouting and yelling.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有发现
？Brothers and sisters, have you noticed?
这些犹大人站在同一个地方。
But these Jews standing at the same location.
面对同一个事情。
Facing the same project.
他们发出的声音都很像。
They made a similar noise.
他们祷告呼求的对象也是一样，都是面对神。
The object of their shouting and their pleading was the same.
但是他们的心情却完全不同。
But a very different feelings in their hearts.
有些人难过悲哀。
Some of them were very sad and desperate.
有些人在高声欢呼。
Some of them were shouting for joy.
在几个礼拜前，有一个蛮悲哀的事情在美国的 West Virginia 发生。
Several weeks ago, a tragedy occurred in West Virginia.
在那边有一个煤矿的灾变，有十几个矿工因为被困在地下，后来死掉了。
An accident at a local coal mine had some coal miners trapped, and later on they passed away.
当大家努力在营救他们的时候
，as people were trying to rescue them,
后来在地下已经到地下去营救的队伍传出消息
，they actually some of the rescue workers.Went down into the coal mines and they sent up word.
一开始传出来消息说只有一个死亡，其他的人都活着。
At first, their message was only one person had perished, all the others were alive.
你可以想见那些在外面焦急等待的家属是多么的高兴。
You can imagine the excitement and the joy of all the family members outside who are waiting for news of their loved ones.
可是我相信我们都知道后来的结果是怎么样。
But all of us realize what happened in the end.
因为过了几个小时之后，消息又传出来了，说传错了。
Because after a few hours, word came up and said that the first message was a mistake.
原来是只有一个活着，其他人是死掉。
Actually, only one survived; all the others had perished.
这些家属的心情从高峰跌到了低谷。
From the heights of their joy, the family members of these coal miners dropped down to.This despondency.
甚至有些变得非常的气愤。
Some of them became very angry.
你看，同样是一个，他说一个。
It was only one.
但是何等大的差别。
But what a vast difference it makes.
我们看到在这段故事里面，这两群人也是几乎都一样。
In this story, we see that there are two groups of people.
然后连声音发出的声音都很像。
They made a very similar noise.
但是心情反应却完全不同。
But their hearts were totally different.
为什么会不同
？How come it was different？
那我们看到第二个，他们看法的差别。
Let's look at the difference of their viewpoints。
好不好？我们再回来第十二节的地方。
Let's look at verse 12 again。
第十二节说，现在中间说，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基。
It says in the second part of verse 12, those who had seen the former temple.They wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid.
在这个地方，这殿 this temple.
It says here, this temple, 这殿
事实上，这里有几个中文几个字，中文圣经没有翻译出来，连英文圣经都有略掉的。
Actually, there are several words in the original text that was not translated even in the Chinese or the English versions.
因为那个字很难翻译，所以就说这点。
Because it was a very difficult word to translate, so it merely was translated by the editors as this.
事实上，这殿它原来是说这个殿是个穷的殿。
Originally, this word meant it is house, this poor house.
这个穷的殿
this poor house.
弟兄姐妹，这句话已经说明了这些人的态度。
Even these words describe the attitudes of these people.
他们从心里面瞧不起那个圣殿。
In their hearts, they look down on this new temple.
小石头算什么？
Small rocks. What does it matter to me?
我们以前多大？你现在这小石头算什么？
Before we had a huge stone, now it's only these small cornerstones. What is this?
为什么我们知道他们瞧不起？
How can we know that they were discriminating or they were biased?
因为在哈该书的第二章第三节有一句话这样说。
Because in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 3, it says this.
哈该书的第二章第三节，让我念给大家听。你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何，岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
Let me read it for you. Haggai chapter 2 verse 3. Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing?
他们看那个重建的圣殿是没有什么。
They're looking at this new temple as nothing.
他们看过以前的圣殿多荣耀多华美。
They remember the older temple and how beautiful and glorious it was.
然后那时候的根基是多么的大的石头建立起来的。
And such a huge stone, such a huge cornerstone was used as the foundation.
然后现在看这种勉强拼凑起来的小圣殿。
Now they see this, merely this small temple built upon, very small rocks.
然后看到抓走了一百多万人，回来了四万多人。
It took away over a million people, only about 42,000 returned.
又没人又没钱。
No money, no people.
所以他们向神哭喊。
So they were crying and weeping before God.
他们觉得好难过，好伤心。
They felt so sad and so despondent.
我相信我们大家都记得那个老婆婆的两个儿子的故事。
Do you remember the story of the old lady and the two little children?
有一个老婆婆，她永远是忧忧愁愁的。
There was a Once upon a time, there was this old lady. She was always sad and looked anxious.
她有两个儿子，一个在卖鞋子，一个在卖雨伞。
一个卖什么？
鞋子。
Okay. She had two sons. One sold shoes and one sold umbrellas.
然后她心里永远是忧愁。
But her heart was always depressed.
旁边人就问她：“你为什么忧愁？”
The people beside her would ask, "Why are you always so sad, lady?"
她说：“当出太阳的时候，我就想到我卖雨伞的儿子，他雨伞卖不出去。
Because when the sun comes up, I would be thinking about my son who sold umbrellas. He wouldn't be able to sell any umbrellas.
然后等到下雨天的时候，我就想到那个卖鞋子的儿子，他的鞋子卖不出去。
But when it rains, I would be thinking about my son who sold shoes because he wouldn't be able to sell any shoes.
他永远看到那个没有办法。
He would always see the glasses half empty.
我们在这里看到的这一群人也是一样。
And it's the same with these people we're looking here in this text.
他们看到的是消极的，他们看到的是困难的。
All they would see is the pessimistic side and the difficulties.
所以他们在这边哭嚎，他们觉得没有盼望。
So they're weeping there. They're thinking there's no hope.
我相信当我在说这段故事的时候，若是你对旧约圣经熟悉，你一定想到进迦南前的那十个探子。
As we talk about this passage, I believe that some of you actually could relate to also the story as the Jewish people were just about to cross the Jordan into the Promised Land.
在那民数记十四章的那段记载里面
，In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, it says
那是一段很悲哀的故事
，and that was a very sad story as well.
那十个探子也不断的说有多困难，有多困难。
The 10 spies returned not only said how difficult and how difficult it was.
所以到后来他们放弃，他们说进迦南我们一定没有办法，我们准死无疑。
The spies finally persuaded everybody to not to go into the promised land.
所以这种消极的人有几个共同点。
So those people who are pessimistic have several things in common.
他们很喜欢看以前。
They like to look into the past.
我们说怀念以往的好时光 ,good old days.
We always talk about the good old days.
他们觉得现在差很多了。
They think that It's pretty bad now.
所以他们对眼前很不满意。
So comparatively, they're not very satisfied with the present.
他们喜欢跟别人比。
They like to compare themselves with other people.
然后觉得自己差很多,
and to see that they're much, much more inferior.
但是还有另外一种人, 就是我们刚刚说到的年轻一代的人。
However, there is a different type of people, and just now we talked about them. They're the younger set. They haven't seen the old temple. They were born in Babylon, so these were the Babylonian-born Jews.
跟我们的ABC一样。
They're just like our American-born Chinese.
他们跟着父母回到他们从来没有见过的故乡。
Returning with their parents to the home that they've never seen, their home country.
They
had very limited resources to build the foundation of this temple. To them, it was quite difficult for them to do this project. Now they're thinking, looking ahead and thinking how we're going to finish building this temple, and they were quite excited.
不错眼前好像很简陋,
even though it looks quite clumsy,
没有很好,没有盖得很漂亮,
it's not a very beautiful building yet.
但是他们将来我们会继续把圣殿弄得更好,
but one day they believe that this temple is going to be beautiful.
所以在哈该书的第二章第八节第九节,
that's why in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9,
好不好,我们一起翻开来看一下。
If you would like to turn your Bibles with me to about the book of Haggai.
在和合本繁体字是1108页, 哈该书第二章第八节第九节。
The book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
这边说,万军之耶和华说,银子金,银子是我的,金子也是我的,这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀,在这地方我必赐平安,这是万军之耶和华说的。
The book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. The Lord Almighty says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
不错,当时所罗巴伯他们在重建圣殿的时候,一开始圣殿是不怎么样,是不漂亮的。
Zerubbabel, even when he started building the temple, the temple didn't look very grand, wasn't very glorious.
但是神在这边应许,
but God promised here that the second temple would exceed in its glory than the first one.
事实上这个事情在新约就已经实现,
and we know that this came to fruition in the New Testament.
在约翰福音的第二章二十节那里就讲到说,
in the Gospel of John, chapter 46, John chapter 2, verse 20, it said that it took 46 years to build this temple.
是耶稣时代的希律王花了46年,用了很多的财富, 把圣殿装饰得非常非常的华美,
in the days of Jesus, King Herod used his own personal wealth to rebuild this temple, and for 46 years, finally finished it. It was something that exceeded in beauty of the first one.
所以这些年轻的一代,他们充满了盼望。
So the younger generation were quite hopeful.
同样的一件事情,
it's the same issue.
你怎么去看待它?
How do you look at it?
Robert Schuller, 这个在美国相当有名的这位牧师,
a famous pastor, Robert Schuller.
我们知道他在洛杉矶的南部有一个非常有名的叫水晶大教堂,
is the pastor of the very famous Crystal Cathedral in Southern California.
他的故事讲到他要 在当初要建这个教堂的时候,
the story goes that when he was building this church,
当时他们教会的人数大概4-500个人,
they only had about 400 to 500 people in the church,
但是他盼望能够盖一个2000个人坐的教堂,
but he was hoping to build a church that could seat 2,000 people.
他也没有多少钱,
he didn't have a whole lot of money,
他不是一个很有钱的教派, 的背景的支持,
it didn't have a very wealthy denomination to back him up,
甚至面对这个事情的时候, 有些执事,
even facing this project, many of the deacons and the co-workers of the church left the church. But one day, an old brother called him. This older brother in Christ knew was actually a very wealthy man.
他因为生了病,他说我希望把一些钱为教会建堂来奉献。
Because he was ailing, he was not of good health, he decided to give some money to the church for for its building project.
当然，这个 Robert Schuller 牧师听了非常高兴。
Of course, when Pastor Robert Schuller heard this news, he was very excited.
啊，一路开车就一路在想，他到底要捐多少。
As he was driving, he was thinking, he would be thinking how much he would ask of this gentleman to give.
他想，没有五十万，大概也有三十万。
Or maybe even if he didn't give $50,000, he would probably give $30,000.
后来，到了这个弟兄的家，这个弟兄写了一个支票给他。
After he arrived at the home of this wealthy gentleman wrote him a check.
不是五千块、两百块，你不要紧张。
He said, "It's not $5,000 or $200. Don't worry."
他奉献了十万块美金。这个老弟兄写了一张十万块美金的支票，奉献给教会。
$100,000.
这个 Robert Schuller 牧师好失望。
However, Pastor Robert Schuller was very sad. Very disappointed.
他想，哎呀，不是五十万或三十万，怎么只有十万块
？He was thinking, oh, I thought it would be $500 or $300,000. How come it's only $100,000?
后来回到家，上帝就责备他。
But when he went home, he heard the voice of God.
在内心里面，圣灵就对他说话。
In his heart, the Spirit convicted him.
他说，你没有看见我所给你的，你怎么老是看那个没有的
？And the voice of God said.How come you're not looking at what I've given you? All you're looking at is what I haven't given you.
其实看见困难或看见盼望，不论是哪一种，并不是年纪大或年纪轻的问题。
Sometimes seeing whether is a problem is a problem or it's an opportunity has nothing to do whether if we are just young or old.
当然这我们在看以斯拉记的时候似乎是年纪大年纪轻的有不同的看法。
Of course, in the book of Ezra, we're looking at two groups of people, one younger, one older.
但问题是你今天怎么在看待这个教会
?But the question is today, how do you look at the church?
是用困难的角度在看美的教会吗
?Are you looking at it from the angle of difficulties?
附近好多教会都盖新的堂了。
A lot of churches nearby are building new buildings.
人数也都在增长。
Their churches are growing in numbers.
然后我们又在一个很大的教会的旁边。
We're located to this mega church.
然后我们的设备又老旧。
Our facilities are aging.
我们的停车场又不够。
We don't have enough parking spaces.
我们的人数也没有很快速的增长。
We don't have great humongous growth in our numbers.
我们的会友平均年龄在老化。
Our congregation is getting older and older.
要不要我再讲下去
？Should I continue?
美德不要谈建堂了。
Let's not talk about rebuilding.
美德不要谈增长。
CCCS, let's not talk about.
是不是我们老是在看这些事情
？Are we only looking at these things?
还是我们看见美德教会有人在这边受洗归主
？Or are we looking at people being saved in this church?
有新的人乐意加入美德教会，他们喜爱这个教会。
There are new people added to this church, and they love this church.
我们看见参与小组、团契聚会的人在增加。
We see that those who participate in small groups are increasing.
我们的青少年团契人数在增加。
The youth groups are expanding.
过去一年我们主日学参加人数也在增加。
People who attended Sunday school is also on the climb.
我们中间有人继续蒙召出来侍奉传福音。
There's still people from our very midst who are willing to become dedicate themselves to the work of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，今天神要问你，你在这个教会。你到底看到的是什么
？Brothers and sisters, God is still asking you, how are you looking at this church?
那我们看到最后一个结果的差别。
Let's look at now the last point, the difference in results.
看法的差别不只是个性的问题。
The difference in views is
不只是我们的个性的问题而已。
It's not just dependent only on our personalities.
看法的差别会决定我们能不能被神使用，能不能参与在神国的事工。
The difference of viewpoints leads to whether God could use us for His kingdom or not.
专门看困难的人，专门看到那些危险的人。
Those who only look at difficulties and the dangers,
他们也是信靠神。
They would say that they want to trust in God.
其实他们的生活中，他们没有想到有神。
But actually, in their lives, it belies their faith in God. They actually don't really trust in God.
面对问题的时候，他们也会提到信心啦、神的旨意，这些谁都会讲。
When people like that face difficulties, of course they would talk about faith and believe in God.
但是面对这些，他们真正想到的就是眼前，他们想到我怎么来解决这个问题，我能不能够处理这个问题。
But when facing difficulties, all they see is this problem and how I can solve this problem or not.
当他们只看到眼前的时候，当他们忘记了我们生活中还有一个神可以帮助我们的时候，他们就觉得没有什么希望。
If they could only see what's in front of them and not see what God could do, then God can really do a lot in their lives.
所以，好不好？我们再回来看十二节的最上面，这些只看困难的人。
How about let's take a look at the first part of chapter of verse 12.
有许多祭司、利未人、族长见过旧殿的老年人。
Many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple.
这些哭喊的人，在大声哭的人，都是做领袖的。
All those who were weeping were leaders.
他们的看法影响了他们的侍奉。
Their viewpoints affected their ministry.
圣经在后面告诉我们，他们遇到了拦阻，于是他们就停工了。
The Bible later on tells us that because of facing these difficulties, they stopped their work.
而且一停就是停16年。
And once they stopped for 16 years.
然后到以斯拉记的第五章才说到，他们在先知的鼓励下又再次 来复工继续盖。
And then it's mentioned in Ezra chapter 5 that at the advice and exhortation of the prophet, the work started again.
我以前从来没有想过这16年是为什么。
Sometimes in the past, I never really considered what those 16 years were like.
你想想看，这些人见过旧的圣殿，经过70年，而且还回到耶路撒冷。
Just imagine those people who had seen the former glory of the temple now had come back after 70 years.
他们的年纪有多大了？
How old were these people?
为什么还要再等16年？
Why did they really have to wait for another 16 years?
因为他们没有机会参与圣殿的重建。
Because they had no part in the rebuilding of the temple.
他们看到那个只是失望，只是哭，所以神说不用吧。
All they saw was despondency and sadness, so God said, forget it.
神把建造圣殿的这个使命给年轻的一代去完成。
God gave this task, this mission of rebuilding the temple to the next generation.
这个故事和民数记那十个探子故事非常的类似。
It's very similar to the story of the 10 spies in the book of Numbers.
那十个探子，圣经告诉我们，他们其实是支派的族长。
We were told that those 10 spies were actually leaders of 10 tribes of Israel.
他们也是做领袖的。
They were leaders.
但是他们只会看到困难，他们只看到眼前。
But all they could see were problems and what's ahead of them.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，神没有让他们参与进迦南的事工。
And the Bible tells us that God did not allow them to participate in crossing into the promised land.
甚至他们影响整个会众，所以那一代的人都死在旷野。
In fact, they negatively impacted all their people until all those people had died before God took the remnants across the Jordan.
经过38年之后，让下一代进迦南地区。
After 38 years, the next generation crossed into the promised land.
亲爱弟兄姐妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
圣经让我们很清楚看到神给人机会参与他的事工。
The Bible tells us that God has given us an opportunity to participate in His work.
但人要趁时而做，要把握机会去侍奉。
But we have to treasure those opportunities. We have to hold on to those opportunities.
绝对不是说神要给你的一定会给你。
It's not like when God gives you, He has to give it to you.
我们在圣经看见神的旨意一定会实现。
We know from the Bible that God's work will be done.
但是借着有信心的人去实现。
But only through people who have faith.
可能是下一代的人。
Maybe it's the next generation.
可能是另外的教会去实现。
Maybe it's another church that this will happen.
但是有些人失去了与神同工的机会。
But some people lose that opportunity to co-work with God.
最近我在之前曾经参加过一个教会教会的执事打电话给我。
Recently, I
在芝加哥的教会。
I attended a meeting in Chicago and
以前我参加过那个教会教会的执事打电话跟我联络。
A church I participated in before in Chicago received a phone call from one of the deacons.
他们是一个讲台湾话的教会。
This was a Taiwanese church.
我们知道台湾来的移民已经非常的少。
We know that the immigrants from Taiwan is on the decrease.
事实上，好几年前教会已经开始发现这个问题。
Even several years ago, this was a problem for that church.
但这个教会很坚持说，我们要用台湾话来敬拜神。
But this church insisted on using the Taiwanese language for their worship service.
后来人数已经减了一半。
Their numbers decreased for by half.
后来他们在去年才发现说，我们可能需要有普通话的崇拜，我们来吸引一些从国内来的 这些弟兄姐妹。
Only last year did they realize that they needed to add another language, a 普通话, Mandarin, so they could attract brothers and sisters from mainland China.
但事实上他们周围已经有许多的教会是用普通话在敬拜。
But by then, all the churches around them were already having 普通话, Mandarin services.
所以他们现在变成是普通话也做不起来，讲台湾话的敬拜又一直往下走。
And now they can really do a ministry with the Mandarin language, and their Taiwanese ministry was also going down, downhill.
他打电话问我说怎么办?
So this deacon called me and said, what should we do?
事实上我10年前我就曾经跟他们建议说用普通话敬拜。
Incidentally, 10 years ago, I had already told them to start a service in Mandarin.
很多神的事工是需要把握机会的。
A lot of the ministry and the work of the kingdom has to be grabbed onto, the opportunity.
我们留给下一代什么?
What are we leaving to our next generation?
我们留给他们的榜样是什么?
What example, what model are we setting for them?
我们留给他们的资产是什么? 属灵的资产, 教会的资产是什么?
What spiritual or ecclesiological inheritance are we leaving for our children?
不要让他们觉得很遗憾。
Don't make them regret.
不要让他们觉得上一代的人没有尽了他们的责任。
Don't make them think that their older generation, their predecessors, did not do their work, their duty.
以致留给他们的是问题。
And so leaving them only with our problems.
弟兄姐妹, 今天你是哭喊的人, 或是呼喊的人?
Brothers and sisters, today are you one that wails or hails?
我们是面对困难。
Yes, we are facing a difficulty.
我们看到这块地。
We've been recently looking at a piece of property.
我们不晓得神最后给我们开的路是什么。
We don't know. We have no idea what God would be doing with this piece of property.
或许我们会有不同的意见。
Perhaps we'd have different viewpoints.
但是我要强调的是，要紧的是我们的看法，我们的态度是什么。
But let me emphasize, it's really our attitude.
不要像那些哭喊的人。
Don't just mimic those who are wailing and weeping.
只会看到眼前，只会看到困难。
That all they could see is right in what's in front of them and the problems.
我们忘记了有神在我们当中。
That we've forgotten that God is in our midst.
忘记了我们是神的儿女。
Forgotten that we are God's children.
我想。 这一段经文特别提醒我们做领袖的。
I believe that this passage reminds us, those of us especially who are leaders.
可能你是牧师，可能你是同工。
Maybe you are a pastor, maybe a deacon.
可能你是团契的主席，可能你是一个小组长。
Maybe you are a leader in your small groups or in your fellowship group.
我们是怎么样的人?
But what kind of people are we?
我们是怎么样的看法?
How do we look at things?
会决定，会影响美德成为一个怎么样的教会。
Will affect what our church will become one day.
会决定我们留给下一代的是什么?
Will determine what inheritance we leave for the next generation.
建堂是会有许多的困难。
Rebuilding a church, relocation, we would face many difficulties.
而且是很巨大的困难。
And they would be
gargantuan. 就像以色列人进迦南一样。
Just like the children of Israel crossing the Jordan.
就像所罗巴伯他们要重建圣殿。
Just like Zerubbabel rebuilding the temple.
需要很强的决心跟毅力。
They need a lot of determination and strong will.
我们当中很多人，我们是第一代的移民。
A lot of us in here are second generation immigrants.
First
generation immigrants.
我们是经过很多的努力才来到美国，不是吗？
With great determination, we have come to America, haven't we?
我们教会的陈金昌弟兄，他现在在大拉斯念书。
For instance, Brother Jin Chang Chen from our church, who is now studying in seminary in Dallas.
他也是来到美国读书，然后留下来。
He came to the States for studies and then stayed behind.
有一次他跟我讲,
one time he actually told me,
他说单单申请护照,
merely applying for a passport,
他总共要盖了180个印章才可以。
He needed 180 chops and stamps before he
各样的机关, was approved. 这个审查的印章, 180个。
His application went through 180 or agencies before it was approved.
我相信可能你也有这种经验。
Perhaps you share a similar experience.
我更不要提还要考试，还要申请，还要护照、签证一大堆的。
I don't even have to mention the examinations, the applications, and all those procedures all of you had to go through.
如果你没有很强烈的决心，你来得了美国吗？
If you didn't have the strong determination, would you even have come here? Would you even have landed in America?
今天我们在美德教会敬拜。
Today we worship here at CCCS.
我们也一样需要很强烈的决心。
We need strong determination.
因为 增长，因为教会建堂是要付出代价的。
Because growth, because of relocation, requires great price.
前几个礼拜我在国语堂分享团契的小组事工。
A few weeks ago, I was sharing in a small group about the rebuilding project of the church.
很多人到美德，因为美德比较小，比较亲切。
A lot of people came to CCCS because it's a smaller but more intimate group.
我们觉得来到美德是一个家庭。
We believe that those who come to CCCS would find us as a family.
所以大家都很认识。
Because we know each other.
所以人数多了，教会大的话。
So if we actually grew in numbers and the church got bigger,
大家都不熟了。
We wouldn't know each other that well.
所以弟兄姐妹，你真的会想增长吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you really want to grow?
还是你觉得小比较美呢？
Or are you thinking that smaller is better?
当我们在谈到增长，当我们在谈到建堂的时候，你真的是这么想吗？
When we're talking about growth and relocation, are you really thinking those things?
增长是要付出代价的。
Growth has a price tag.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的旨意是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is God's will?
神的旨意盼望教会合一，盼望教会兴旺。
God desires that the church would grow.
神盼望他的儿女是很充满热忱、充满喜乐的侍奉他。
God desires that His children would be filled with love and hope.
所以求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在面对这个挑战的时候，我们的心先预备好。
That as we face these challenges, that our hearts would be prepared.
我们让哭喊成为呼喊。
That our wailing would become shouts of joy.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父，我们没有办法改变我们自己。
Father, it's hard for us to change ourselves.
我们的看法，我们的个性，成为我们心中的一部分。
Our viewpoints are part of us.
主，只有你能改变我们。
Only you can change us.
主，只有你能改变你的教会。
Only you can change your church.
求你让我们再次回头仰望你。
Please help us to look to you.
当我们面对困难的时候，我们没有忘记有主在我们当中。
That as we're facing difficulties, we would not forget that you're leading us.
主，让我们说我们同心兴旺福音。
That as we say that we will join our hearts.
主，让我们说教会，基督是。